a snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, January 31st, 2019 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it is a wild and dystopic ride, for sure. You know so when the New York Times is talking about the Lorena Bobbitt story, like that's something we should be talking about. So much to discuss, you know. What's bigger than a border wall? Indeed, by orders of magnitude. Well, and even larger than the entire defense appropriations bill. The answer is essentially the 5G rollout initiative and appropriations. It's big. You know, it all sort of dovetails with many sort of covert efforts you know, the same old intrigue and deception that we've seen for years and years and across administration to administration. Trump is, you know, he's not a guy who creates his own policies, or there was, I dare say, never a policy he was responsible for writing. So it's interesting that we just, from administration to administration, we are encouraged, and most of us end up falling victim to the misdirection and red herring of labeling these things, for example, in this case, Trump's policies, when we know they're not. And so that's unfortunate. There are moments, I mean, they're involved. I think these days, and it's been that way for a long time, there are, you know, examples. One of the most notable, obviously, and if you haven't watched it, you should definitely watch it, is James Corbett's brilliant discussion with Jerry Daugherty on the startling truth about Herbert Hoover. So, you know, there are those moments and those examples. I think the Bush family is one of those. I think, you know, they're a degree or two removed from the real organized crime syndicate, as Eustace Mullins told us, reminded us. And I think that Bill Clinton is another degree removed from them. You know, Barack Obama, same kind of thing. Donald Trump, you know, I would say same kind of thing. Bill Clinton, you know, Barack Obama, kind of degree or so removed from that kind of power, but interested. You know, this is, he's enamored with that kind of stuff. And so anyway, one of the things that has happened without really much fanfare is the rollout, the appropriations for the rollout of 5G. And one of the things, well, let me back up. Before I get too far down the road, and we'll come back to this. I thought we'd play, well, maybe we'll play a little bit of the discussion. Maybe not. But let me just say this. Let me start by saying, if you haven't seen Dana Ashley's latest YouTube video, you need to see it. I would say she's at least two for two. Most of the stuff that she makes these days is very carefully and thoughtfully crafted. It's pretty obvious, and the time between videos makes that obvious. They're receiving, it looks like, you know, it's a pace of better than 50,000 views a day, which is pretty impressive. Yesterday, for example, her latest video was just under 200, and it was, I think at the start of the day, it was 220 something thousand. By sometime a little further on, it was 240 something. Today it's 312,000 views. This was a video published still less than a week ago, January 25th. And it's titled "Ex-DHS Employee Reveals All in This Interview on This Coming Technology." It's pretty shocking stuff. Everything's shocking these days. I mean, we play some stuff. We play some, you know, sort of old school these days. You know, it used to be Evanescence. Now it's, now it's you know, I mean, we open with Chris Stapleton's Outlaw State of Mind, but, you know, you listen to some of that other stuff and, you know, you think about a World War II generation listening to it. You think about, you know, the most radical thing that these kids were doing growing up was doing the Charleston, for example. And their parents probably thought that was outrageous, you know. That's where you get the flash dance, or not the flash dance, but the, what do you call it, footloose sort of, you know, scenario. All that gyrating and stuff. We told you kids not to do that. Look what happened to Elvis. Didn't work out so well for him, did it? So, you know, we play that stuff, but, you know, as far as Outlaw State of Mind is concerned, it's sort of, you know, it's for a reason. And I was putting together a timeline yesterday. It's interesting how things have changed. So hopefully that is not having a deleterious effect. I hope not. But I think when you look back, man, it is unbelievable the things that people don't know and the way that we're being manipulated in this society. Al Whitney guest hosted the National Intel Report yesterday. It was a brilliant broadcast, I would say. Absolutely brilliant. And, you know, for a woman who spent time, I believe it was the, oh gosh, I forget, was it the Aspen Institute? One of the, you know, bad guy tree-hugging social engineering outlets. I just can't, it's shocking. I started thinking about that. I mean, I recoiled. Literally, I kind of like physically recoiled. When I hear that kind of stuff, you know, she talks about her involvement dealing with those kinds of organizations. Or when I hear someone talk about the FBI, it makes my skin crawl. Or the CIA. I was thinking the other day, maybe some of us should put together a timeline. I mean, I've had folks send me resources, you know, books and things on, well, you know, mainly links to like PDF copies of books and things on a lot of the stuff that I've talked about, for example, over the past several weeks. And this is stuff, I mean, it's interesting how this knowledge is sort of out there, but it's hidden in plain sight. And what I mean is, for example, the interwebs are a very powerful tool. You could do a lot with them. We've talked about this, but it's funny how stuff disappears. There's no canonical resource, for example, for, you know, books for people to go and mark them up. There's no like open book project that I'm aware of anyway. And again, imagine something like that, open book, or how about open, you know, a real open CRS where you can go and, well, an open Congress, where you could go and see the congressional record and mark it up. And we could all, you know, there's a canonical resource. We can all refer to it. We can all sift through it and find a place that we find compelling, that we want to remember for all time, and we bookmark it. Bad guys are talking about downloading their brains or scooping out their brains, as Jaron Lanier puts it, and dumping them into their laptop. Meanwhile, we don't even have a place that you can go find a canonical resource for books. Where is it? Why can't we do that? Not hard. And some folks will say, you know, for reasons of copyright exploitation and or, you know, piracy, we wouldn't want to do that. Well, actually, the real pirates are the ones that are, you know, rolling out all of this fancy technology, but Never mind that. But that's a false argument. The evidence, the overwhelming evidence is, you know, Netflix, Hulu, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Enter streaming platform here. That's the evidence. Lots of them. More every day. And they're streaming millions of views of content every day. Why can't we do that with books? Why can't you and I go somewhere and highlight passages? Why can't we have excerpts? You know, a little quote from a book. Wow, who said that? And then you click and it goes to the book. And you can read the rest of the book or the congressional testimony or whatever. That wouldn't be difficult. Yeah, but you know, how would we? Well, the same way we do with everything else. Maybe we all have a subscription every month. If my subscription runs out, then, you know, I don't have access to the paid content. It's the same way everything else works these days. Driving down the profit for the actual person who creates the content, whether it's an author or an artist or, you know, singer, songwriter, etc. We can't have you people making royalties, even though it's crumbs in the Monopoly game. You might assemble yourselves together, and we can't have that. The assembling of yourselves together. How dare you? So there's no thing like that, because if there was, I mean, there are some things. It's just interesting. What is out there doesn't seem to get found and doesn't beg further curiosity, doesn't beg the insistence of building something better. There is, for example, there's a wiki quote page. I stumbled onto this yesterday. James Otis is quoted on the American Revolution wiki quote page. I had no idea. I mean, that's pretty fantastic. Anybody that goes there, the shocking things that we, you know, if you could put two and two together, I think I'm going to do a timeline, or what I will call a crime line, actually. And I know I'm jumping around. Hopefully this makes sense, but the things that we don't know, we're led to believe. One of the things Dana Ashley did, as she always does these days, is, in her latest video, is point out how the so-called mainstream media, legacy conscripted media, is a weapon of mass distraction, as some people have observed. And so it keeps people divided, fighting against each other. I'd say it's a balkanizing weapon, which again is dynamic, not static. Division is static, relatively. It happens and it's done. Balkanization, however, destroyed the Ottoman Empire, which was quite a marvelous feat. So the things that are out there, you know, I've mentioned, for example, John Adams. I'll just give you, I guess, three real fast. These things are out there. I'm probably have to do this on the other side of the break, in its entirety. Yep. I will. Anyway, I'll give you those three things that are out there on the other side of this break that we don't hear about. We'll be right back.
Clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Welcome back. Once again, I wrote a piece a million years ago, 10 years ago. It's a lot of the story is in there. America is a don't ask, don't tell nation. There's a lot of stuff in there. Every time I go back and look at that, to me, that represents one of the best distillations that I could ever possibly hope to give. And I think that I've ever seen. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying there's a lot of information in there, and it felt like a long piece at the time. It's actually pretty brief for what it does. But there's a lot of that stuff in there. It's all in there. still, it's a lot of stuff that no one's talking about. Who's talking about the G30? Group of 30. They issue essentially financial directives. They're not, you know, suggestions in suggestibleist fashion is sort of what they are. You know, it's the Godfather.
Someday, and that day may never come, I'm going to ask you for a favor.
You know, it's that kind of thing. Can't say no. The offer you can't refuse. Hey, here's a suggestion. You know what? Why don't, America, why don't you adopt this mark-to-market accounting practice? Why don't you do that? Oh, gosh, you know what? You collapse your economy and the rest of the world. Sorry about that. Darn. Well, here's another suggestion. You know, if you had someone who was a financial expert giving you that kind of advice, you would fire that person so fast, if not prosecute. Yet somehow America just keeps falling forward. You know, a coterie of 31 of the world's most influential bankers, including Paul Volcker, Timothy Geithner, Larry Summers, Paul Krugman, still to this day. And you read, you know, some of these other folks, you know, Mario Draghi, who's ever heard of him? Jean-Claude Trichet. Again, Joan Vion talked about those guys and why we should be concerned. And that was actually a point that I mentioned in that article. And this is stuff that Carol Quigley wrote about. Yet here we are, still infighting. Donald Trump is this and that. Barack Obama was this and that. Who cares? Doesn't matter. Carol Quigley studied their documents and said, you know, after studying for 20 years and reading their documents for a period of about 2 years, guess what? Yes, Virginia, there is a conspiracy at every level to essentially hijack, steal, and control the entire world through the various, you know, machinations of war and controlling countries and people groups through their banking system, central banking. And the apex, you mean like a pyramid? The apex of the system is BIS, Bank for International Settlements. Boots on the ground told us, you know, again, Ralph McGee, he told us. This is how it works. CIA is not, nor has it ever been, a central intelligence agency. It is the covert action arm of the president's foreign policy advisors. And it cooks up all kinds of schemes in those efforts. Who are the president's foreign policy advisors today? Is it any different than it was in the Obama administration? Than it was in the Bush 2 administration? Than it was in the enter sycophant puppet here administration. So anyway, there's a timeline. I haven't mentioned the three things. I guess I'll wait another break to do that. I will do it on the other side of this break. But you know, you start looking at all these things, and when you lay it all out in a timeline, so, you know, maybe a reorganization of a lot of that content is in order. When you lay it out in a timeline, I think it starts to take a more clear shape. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
First hour. Wasn't it 1993? I want to say, or was it 91? No. When VHWB said, you know, those famous words, when we're successful, and we will be. The same, I think it was, wasn't it 93? Same year that Jim Trafficant, you know, beat me up, Scotty, gave his famous speech, which was, by the way, I mean, I keep saying it was sort of a reiteration in large part of John Adams' dissertation on the canon and feudal law, published back in 1765. So, you know, there were those words, but, you know, how did GHWB have the hubris, not just because of who he is, how did he have the hubris to say, when we're successful, and we will be. And you read these bad guys, and that's how they write. I've mentioned that many times. They say might, or they don't say might, they say will, which is no small point of note when it is just, that's the constant. You know, it's the, I don't think it's just the hubris. Wasn't it, it was Alan Dulles who said after the Warren Commission report was published, the bankrupted Warren Commission and its bankrupted report, it was, wasn't it Dulles who said, speaking of the Warren Commission report, American people don't read, doesn't matter, nobody reads, a few academics will read it, but that's about it. And it was, you know, Mike Huckabee, speech that vanished from the CFR.org website mysteriously, still over at Free Republic, to my knowledge, maybe a few other places, who knows. But, you know, it's not as credible if it's not at the CFR. People will read it. Nah, did he really say that? Yeah, he really said it. You know, and I have the link that is gone now. It's a 404. What? No, we don't. Not even a 403. It's a 404. No, you can't. No, it never happened. Never happened. You know, it got memory hold, like unpersoning something. But Huckabee said, you know, to create havoc in the world, you need educated people to provide the intellectual underpinnings and poor, desperate people to provide the manpower. How do you do that? Well, before the Russian Revolution, the rural peasants who formed the overwhelming bulk of the population weren't sitting around reading Karl Marx. Oh, you dumb people down. You occlude critical, key information and knowledge from people. Kind of like has been done in America for generation after generation after generation. Before the Russian Revolution, the rural peasants who formed the overwhelming bulk of the population weren't sitting around reading Karl Marx. They were illiterate, Mike Huckabee said. It took a small number of intellectuals. You know, you just basically erase the operating system, you know, frag the hard drive from a very early age, erase the operating system, and install whatever you want from time to time. Maybe you install different operating systems. Who knows? And these little automatons will be none the wiser. Maybe you tell them that there is no canonical operating system, so to speak, in contravention to Santayana's warning. Progress, far from consisting in change, depends on retentiveness, a canonical system of reference. When change is absolute, there remains no being to improve, and no direction is set for possible improvement. What's the point? We're all in Wonderland anyway. We've all gone through the looking glass and down the rabbit hole. And when experience is not retained, as among savages, infancy is perpetual. Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat the worst of it, I would add. Or, you know, in this case, be constantly amazed, constantly mesmerized by the Calliope, the mighty Wurlitzer. You know? Winnie the Pooh. Gosh, this spot looks familiar. Gosh, this spot looks familiar. Gosh, this spot looks familiar. I'm having deja vu again. Yeah, rinse and repeat. If it ain't broke, they don't fix it. They're not clever. You know, I've mentioned it before. It's almost like they go through, you know, a well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state. Oh, well, let's see. Let's make sure we, you know, do that, this issue of taxation, you know, again, Hamilton knew it will be the glue of our union, the heavy and progressive tax. It'll cement our union in the worst of ways. You know, bad guy, Eastern European banking sympathizer and sycophant, Hamilton, who was an easy mark, you know, the bastard who and would-be aristocrat. Anyway, we have information at our fingertips these days in an unprecedented sort of way. Never before, that I'm aware of, seen on the world stage. Never before seen in history. You can grab just about anything you put your mind to at a moment's notice, and, you know, virtually for free, certainly less expensive than it's ever been. We have this massive system of information. And because of, again, I mean, I've talked about how the concept of inflation applies to the internet and how I believe it does shape our thinking about the medium that is the message. The inflation, I think, seems to devalue the currency, by and large, in our minds. Unless, you know, it has some high degree of credibility. CNN says, CNBC says, MSNBC says, and therefore. Some of us figure out that there's some lying going on there, and so we go to alternative flavors of Kool-Aid and start saying things like, well, you know, Democracy Now! Says, you know, whomever, Young Turk says. I'm not saying, you know, I mean, I mention these outlets too. It's just when that's the only source of information and it's controlled, still, by and large. And that's a problem. And again, Friedrich Hayek put it best, you know, in chapter 11, the end of truth. The end of truth. As a result, the effect of propaganda in totalitarian countries is different, not only in magnitude, but in kind. Do we have, you know, is there an overwhelming and pervasive culture of propaganda in America? Who that studies the issue could argue the point? You know, it's like the think tank wellspring of the world, the military industrial think tank wellspring of the world. I was reviewing, speaking of all of this stuff, I was looking at some of the things that William Willoughby wrote 100 years ago. And, you know, that was one of the points that I wanted to mention. If I would have called or, you know, been a part of Al Whitney's discussion, I would have mentioned, by the way, all those things that William Willoughby wrote, Principles of Judicial Administration, chief among them, Principles of Judicial Administration, the administrative mafia's ultimate guide and handbook. But other things that William Willoughby wrote, no, who's ever heard of William Willoughby? And yet he was one of the most instrumental figures in shaping the administrative state of the 20th century, the progressive, one of the early progressive era architects that Hillary Clinton so, you know, gloriously enamors. Anyway, other things Willoughby wrote: the movement for budgetary reform in the states, the government of modern states, government organization in wartime and after, a survey of the federal civil agencies created for the prosecution of the war, principles of public administration, with special reference to the national and state governments of the United States, principles of judicial administration, the national budget system with suggestions for its improvement, financial condition and operations of the national government. Who's ever heard of this guy? And yet this was all the groundwork through the from basically the Wilson administration to FDR of what became the terrorist faction of the administrative fourth branch. A formalization of the old feudal, you know, Roman civil law, essentially. The ministerial, inquisitorial, but, you know, technocratic and fancified system. And so now, even though we read somewhere basically that we're presumed innocent, you know, the presumption is of innocence until proven guilty, by evidence and beyond a, you know, by evidence presented and before a jury of one's peers and beyond, you know, evidence that proves beyond the preponderance of which proves beyond a shadow of a reasonable doubt that a person is guilty. Not that anymore. Now it's Lavrenti Beria as, what's his name? Dershowitz says, you know, that's America now. Show me the man, I'll find the crime. Do we have an issue with propaganda? I dare say we do. As a result, the effect of propaganda in a totalitarian country is different not only in magnitude but in kind from that of the propaganda made for different ends by independent and competing agencies. If all the sources of current information are effectively under one single control, and it doesn't necessarily have to correlate or correspond to one particular agency or, you know, one particular brand. You know, that's one of the best ways that the dialectical continuum advances all efforts, so to speak. You know, you have two brands, Coke and Pepsi. Which one do you drink? No one's talking about maybe we shouldn't drink Coke or Pepsi. It's just which brand do you prefer? If all the sources of current information are effectively under one single control, it is no longer a question of merely persuading the people of this or that. The skillful propagandist, then, has power to mold their minds in any direction he chooses. And even the most intelligent and independent people cannot entirely escape that influence if they are long isolated from all other sources of information. Again, where is the canonical timeline of American history? I'm not aware of one, are you? That includes some of the most outlandish and forgotten statements of history. How many people are talking about the fact we're headed into Black History Month, right? And I intend to shake this one up. Some of the points that have been made along the way, again, I'm going to have to wait, but a few pieces of information that are out there. What did James Otis say? What did John Adams say about James Otis? You know, by the way, how many people are talking about the fact that John Adams never owned slaves? All those old dead white guys owned a bunch of slaves. No, actually, John Adams didn't and was very outspoken against it, said it cost him thousands of dollars at the time. Translation, millions of dollars today. Never did it. Is that a discussion in America today? Why not? What was Frederick Douglass saying? Anybody read Frederick Douglass? I don't know. You know, I guess Alan Dulles was right. The American people don't read. Therefore, we can tell them whatever we want. Who controls the present controls the past. Who controls the past controls the future. Shouldn't talk about those people because they blah, 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 blah. Therefore, here, let us shape the future for you. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Welcome back. We don't have a problem with propaganda in this country, right? We haven't had a problem with propaganda for over 100 years. No, no. It's just an institution. It's just a course of study. They call it public relations. Man, can you imagine Edward Bernays' legacy? 90 years ago, he writes a book, Propaganda. Propaganda has a bad name. You know, that was chapter 3. We should call it public relations. New name, you know, new whatever calls for new nomenclature. And I shall call thee public relations. And everyone, yay! Brilliant, brilliant, simply brilliant. Can you imagine what would happen? I mean, you look at these examples in the Bible, and it's easy to think, I should say, what was wrong with those people? And then you look at what's going on today. If we got our thinking, if we got our heads screwed on straight in America, all of this would end in a day, in a moment. And you read the Bible and you see basically the point that it is all a spiritual battle. It's sort of underscored by this battle, and it comes to a head at, you know, certain moments. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 is one, certainly. Or 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And that's a pivotal moment. What happens when the restrainer is taken out of the way? Bad things. All hell breaks loose on earth. Why are the people so deceived and deluded? If we got our heads screwed on straight, it would all end. There would be no more wars. There would probably be no more of these agencies that are here to help us. They're not here to help you. And you can see this transition coming, ever coming, like I said, with this timeline. You know, early warnings. There were early warning signs. James Otis gave us some warnings. Why have we been encouraged to forget about James Otis? John Adams echoed those warnings and pointed folks humbly to James Otis. And there were others. You know, we had a situation that came to a head, apparently. Boston Massacre, you know, Lexington and Concord, American Revolution, Declaration of Independence, Constitution. And what of all of that? You know, by 1796, George Washington issues a warning of combinations of cunning, ambitious, and unprincipled men. When was the last time a president made those sort of remarks? Not in projection fashion, you know. The terrorists are out there. No, they're actually recording a video right now from the Oval Office and projecting their, you know, unsavory exploits on other people groups. You know, you skip forward a little bit. I mean, there was a situation in 1812. And, you know, by 1818, John Adams is writing to William Tudor, Hezekiah Niles and William Tudor. And saying, don't forget, America, don't forget. We might be slipping. We're not careful. We'll slip. Mm-hmm. 1837, Andrew Jackson's warning. I mean, there are warnings. And then, you know, just a couple of decades, a few decades later, what do we have? And there was actually, you know, in what, 1826, was it? The fighting, John C. Calhoun, states' rights nonsense, the primer. You know, the primer cap on the Civil War, so-called, that kind of stuff. We saw it. It was coming. There were warnings along the way. And then there was a big transition, wasn't there? We'll talk more when we come back. Stick around.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.